Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome back to the broadcast. We've got the Justice family up, and they're going to be singing, I Know What Lies Ahead. I know that's going to be a blessing to you as you listen.
One day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And and contentment, everybody will be happy and home. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. This road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led, and I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Hey man, all right, that's the Justice family. We appreciate them helping us out on the broadcast today. And at this time, we're going to go to that message that we began yesterday with guest speaker Brother Mike Reeves. And boy, we appreciate him coming to our church. But he's preaching on intersections. And today in the message, he's going to be speaking about the personal intersection and also a powerful intersection. And he is preaching out of Acts chapter number 9, speaking about the Apostle Paul.
I believe the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. I believe God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I believe Hebrews 2 said Christ tasted death for every man. And John said he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by the pure grace, grace of God, God's made a provision in the blueprint of your life that somehow, somewhere in your life, God has custom built an intersection, and it's got your name on it, and God will give you opportunity one day and let you change roads, if you will. Let me give you some alliteration. I'll quit and we'll go to the house. Number one, it's a providential intersection. It's a providential intersection. The word providence means an act of providing and preparing for the future. Listen to Acts 7:51. Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost of God, stood up and preached and said, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they've slain them that showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you've now been the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.' And they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.' When he had said this, he fell asleep." Do you know today that in the providence and the providential workings of a three times holy God, God saw fit in his infinite wisdom to place Saul in the forefront of a congregation of religious lost men, shut the mouth of the devil long enough to let Saul hear a born-again, spirit-filled man of God named Stephen rear back, full of the Holy Ghost, dropped a bottom plow, run through his little old pea patch, and sowed the seed of the Word of God in his heart. I bless his name. As a boy, there was times in my life God got me still and let that seed of the Word of God be planted in my heart. Stephen, preachers, listen to me. Pastor, listen to me. Stephen did not live to see the fruit of his labor. He did not live to see the fruit of his labor, but God planted the seed of the Word of God, and it stuck in the heart of that man Saul. Why? Because it was a providential intersection. I'm moving on. It was a personal intersection. It was a personal intersection in Acts 22, verse 9. Then they were that were with him saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Why did they not hear the voice? Why did they not understand what was being said? Because God wasn't talking to them. God was talking to Saul. It was a personal voice. When I was pastoring and God was moving in the Flint Hill Revival back in the around 2006, 2007, there was a precious young lady, and I love her dearly. My daughter in the faith, Miss Heather. Miss Heather came to the house, and her husband had just gotten saved, and God was doing things in their family, and he had got honest with her about some things, and they were having some marital troubles. And she came to the house one day, and she wanted to see Preacher Mike and Miss Lori. And we sat down with Miss Heather in there, and I never will forget. We talked to her. And God, the Holy Ghost, was leading me. Listen, I wasn't counseling her for her marriage. I wasn't counseling her for her home. I was pointing her to the cross. I was telling her about Jesus. Next Sunday morning, she come down that aisle about on this side. She stood up and testified. She said, "I went to see the preacher, Miss Lori. And she said, I was talking to them. I thought my home was falling apart. My marriage was a wreck. And I thought," and she said, "after I talked to the preacher, Miss Lori, I got up to leave their house," and she said, "it hit me like a ton of bricks. I've got problems a whole lot bigger than my marriage. I'm lost. You see, it was a personal intersection right then and right there. I didn't know what was going on. Sister Lori didn't know what was going on, and that little girl didn't know what was going on until God laid it on her. God pulled back the covers, revealed to her she was L-O-S-T, lost. A personal, personal salvation, a personal intersection. Your intersection's personal. It's so personal, God put your name on the road sign. You say, how in the world can I know God's talking to me? If you have to ask me, he ain't. You say, does he talk in an audible voice? No, it's a lot louder than that. Whole, the voice of God may be a still, small voice. And it may be as tender as a little dove and sometimes as boisterous as a raging storm. But the voice of God will always be without confusion. It'll be clear, it'll be concise, and it will be powerful enough to shake you to your very core. I want to tell you, it was a personal intersection, but it was also a powerful intersection. God may bare his right arm, and he shook Saul, and he shook his religious foundation. And he made sure Saul understood without error or contradiction this was his day of delivery. And it was as if the Lord Jesus struck him down and said, Saul, don't you miss this. Why is it so important that you not miss your intersection? Now look at me, listen to me. Why is it so important that you not miss your turning around place? Any of you fellas in here ever drove a big rig, big truck, truck pulling a trailer? I got news for you today. You can't turn around just anywhere. You can't turn around just anywhere you want to. I got a buddy, Brother David, from down in Fort Payne, Alabama. Brother David drives long loads on a flatbed. And he said, preacher, he said, I was up there at Arlington Cemetery and they were doing some construction. And I was taking in some materials up there, and he said, I turned in. I didn't know where to go. I turned into Arlington Cemetery, and when I didn't, our trailer hung up. And he said, there I was sticking out in the road. I couldn't get in. I couldn't get out, and I was just hung up. And he said, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me. I'm going to have to know what to do. And he said, I called the people I was delivering to, and they said, buddy, this is your day. They said, if you'll go out behind this building over here, there's a rubber-tired forklift, and that thing's got the key in it. We left the key in it today. And he said, I was never so glad in my life to see a forklift. And I got that thing and got out there and raised up and wiggled that around. And I thank God for the grace of a forklift to help a man get wiggled around where he can change roads, because you can't change roads just anywhere you want to. You say, I don't know if I believe that or not. Well, you know, a lot of folks got the idea you can just get saved anytime you want to. All you got to do is just. Wait a minute. I believe in a whosoever will salvation. This Bible don't teach a whensoever will salvation. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. You got to be drawn by the Holy Ghost of God. As a matter of fact, Hebrews 12:16 says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person such as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. And afterward, when he would have received the blessing, was rejected and found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. I'm telling you, if God gives you that getting off place, you better not miss it. Because there may come a day when you want to change roads and you can't find a place to get off. It was a powerful intersection. And he journeyed and came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And God confronted him, and he fell.
Well, I hate to break in right here, but that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow as Brother Mike goes into the painful intersection that we might experience in our lives. And so once again, preaching out of Acts chapter number 9. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.